From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Rallies engulfed Europe over the escalating refugee crisis on Saturday, and in New York, activists and protesters demanded the U.S. government accept a greater share of responsibility. Ramon Taylor reports.
The U.S. role in the Syrian refugee crisis is beginning to take form. In New York, protesters called for a humane response to a tragedy that has affected millions with no place to go.
Humanitarian aid, what we ask for more than anything else, no flying zone for the people.
Leyla Kashani called the U.S. government's failure to respond more aggressively criminal. The United States has accepted roughly 1,500 refugees thus far. Rally organizers say they plan to build on the event's momentum and create support systems for refugees that arrive in the United States to ensure, among other safeguards, that they have a place to stay. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.
Spokesperson for South Sudan's President Salva Kiir says Mr. Kiir will address the nation Tuesday about the need to ensure a successful implementation of the ceasefire agreement. Both the government and the rebels have traded accusations about a violation of those agreements. The southeastern Turkish city of Sizre, scene of destruction after authorities lifted a 9-day curfew imposed for an operation against Kurdish militants. Some claim up to 25 civilians were killed in the week-long fight. America's top military officer, General Martin Dempsey, says NATO members must acknowledge the alliance is facing multiple complex threats. NATO's highest military authorities met in Istanbul on Saturday to discuss the support mission in Afghanistan, the threat of Russian aggression on NATO's Eastern Front, and the fight against the Islamic State militants. This is VOA News.